Notice him. Stripped himself, humiliated himself, come down, the great divine one from above, you in humiliation, come down and brought himself down, humbled himself in a body of flesh to walk among man, hear the cursing and swearing of man, feel the pains of sickness and of death upon himself, that through all that, not because he had to, but because love drove him to it.
Yeah.
That he's done all of that and was sick and had troubles. You say, was he sick? Certainly. Didn't he make the own thing himself, his own statement, and said, won't they say to me, physician, heal yourself? Sure. He bore our sicknesses, our grief, our sins, our sorrows. See what he was? Now, that's who the apostles talked about. That's who Nicodemus talked about. Let's see what he was. What kind of a representative did he make of the Christian faith? When he was here upon the earth, he'd taken no name upon himself. The Bible said that he didn't. He made of himself no reputation. Many times I've thought this, the man that made the false plate for teeth made a reputation in him. But the man who made the real teeth made of himself no reputation. The man that made an artificial egg made a reputation for himself, but the man who made the real egg made of himself no reputation. See? He just stripped himself and come down to save you and me. To heal you and me. The great physician, the God of heaven, the immortal one, clothed himself in flesh in order to anchor sickness in his own body to take our sickness away.
Right.
It just never be known. Words can't express what that really is. What God did for us in Christ Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
When he was here on earth, he didn't brag about himself. He come knowing nothing but what the Father's will was to do. He was offered great things. Even Satan told him, I'll give you every kingdom of the world and make you master over them if you'll fall down and worship me. He said, get thee hence, Satan. It's written that thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall you serve.
Yes.
Certainly. He could have all the kingdoms of the world. He'll have them anyhow. He falls heir to him. He's heir of all things. And we are heir with him and joint heirs in the kingdom. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. That's his sermon. What he giveth is promises. That was him.